Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to let you know that God has great things in store for you today, your present, and in your future. Well, this message is not for those with a perfect life and feel at least in their minds that they have it all together. However, if you are someone or you know someone struggling with doubt about their value, doubt and struggling with things going on in their lives, possibly their potential to be successful, then this message is for you. If you know people like that, why don't you go ahead and begin to share your page with them as well? Because those are the people that God wants me to talk with today. In fact, let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you today. We thank you, Lord, that you're so concerned about our lives, every area of our lives. And Father, I pray for all of those online right now who are joining us and those that are coming on, that you will bless them, that you will help them, strengthen them, meet every need in their lives. Holy Spirit, speak through lips of clay. Say exactly what you want to say. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen and amen. You know, a lack of confidence can be crippling. But if you're a child of God, the Bible says that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Fear, insecurity, and worry are really of the enemy. Don't allow fear and doubt to hold the mirror of your image. Don't allow them to control your destiny. And many do. You know what the Bible says? It says that we were created in the image of God. It actually says God created man in his own image, male and female. He created them. The title of our message today is Chill. You and God are enough. Now, let me assure you that God does not create failures. You were created with unlimited possibilities. However, your ability to succeed is really tied to God, your creator. Jesus Christ said, "Without me, you can do nothing." And the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 8 and 18, remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives power to be successful. God possesses unlimited power and resources. And regardless of what you may be experiencing today, if you just keep trusting God, your best days are yet ahead of you. Now listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. It says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. If you love God and obey him, regardless of your situation, life is fixed in your favor. Romans chapter 8 and 28 tells us that. It says, we know that God causes everything to work together for those of us who love God and are called according to his purpose for us. You see, God has written a divine plan of success for your life, and you can't fail unless you panic and give in to fear. God's plan for your life extends from time into eternity. Let me read this scripture that really tells us that God has a plan. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future that is filled with hope. And you know something? Your age does not disqualify you from divine success. Listen to what it says in Psalm 92 and 13. It says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. that he is my rock and that there is no unrighteousness in him. Listen, God will never drop you. God will always have your back. The psalmist David wrote, "Once I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the godly or their children begging for bread." Now, over the past weeks, we've been talking about decisions. You see, the truth is you can accept or reject God's plan. And your choices will determine a life of blessing or a life cursed with limitation. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19 says, "I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live." You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself completely to him. Many are experiencing the curses of their own doing. The Bible says you are trapped by the things that you say and do. In fact, it says somewhere else in Proverbs 18 and 21, "Words kill and words give life. They're either poison or fruit, and you get to choose." What are you confessing over yourself? Are you confessing life or are you confessing death? Now, this is very interesting. There was a study done in 2019, and it says those with positive thinking can result in additional lifespan of between 11 to 15%. See, that's exactly what the Bible says. Death and life is in the power of our tongue and our attitude and our doing. Choosing God and his son Jesus Christ as Savior is the right thing for you to do. It leads to life. It leads to more possibilities. It leads to fulfilling the possibilities that he actually designed for you. You see, God's potential for success was planted within you. You were blessed with divine purpose, and God expects you to accomplish that purpose. You see, your potential is a measure of his divine nature that he buried within you. Then the Bible reveals that each person's destiny is referred to as God's hidden treasure. People invest in the stock market to accomplish their goals, but God invests in people to accomplish his. God has a plan for every age, and so he plants a destiny within each person. Your potential is the untapped resources given to fulfill God's plan. Now, after his initial creation, God placed within every living thing the ability to continue through a seed. In Genesis 1 and 11, it says, "Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it." And so it was. You know, a seed may be the best illustration of the potential that God has given to you. For example, when you hold an apple seed in your hand, you're holding the potential of a tree. In time, that tree will produce fruit filled with seeds. They tell us that apples that are harvested from an average tree can fill at least 20 baskets or boxes with apples. Now, if you plant those seeds, then you'll have an orchard. And the average orchard is 50 acres of trees with seed. Continue to do the math. See, your potential may look like a seed, but God sees an orchard. You and God together are able to produce supernatural results in your life. The Bible says in Ephesians 3 and 20, "Glory belongs to God whose power is at work within us. And by his power, he can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine."
thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways." He goes on to say, "I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you. And with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation." My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You are capable of much, much more than you are thinking, you are imagining, doing, or even being. It's time for you to stop limiting God's ability to accomplish more in your life. Look, don't look at your own personal resources and your own gifts and talents and think, that's all I can do. I don't know my options. Listen, with God, all things are possible. I just read that scripture to you. It's His power that wants to operate through you. Look, God is not looking for your ability. He's looking for your availability so that He can use you, that He can join together with the potential that He has placed within you so that you can be the great person and accomplish all the great things that He has in store for your life. You know, God actually has supplied principles to help us to release our potential. And I just want to give you maybe just a couple today. The first principle that God wants us to realize that it's that Jesus must live within our lives. Jesus has to be a part of us. And the thing is, He will be with us through all of the opposition and the problems, the ups and the downs that we face. The Bible tells us that God blessed everything that Jesus did. And let me give you a story where Jesus got in a boat with his disciples and started across the lake. And then they came to some problems. And what happened next? The Bible says suddenly a fierce storm struck the lake with waves breaking into the boat. Jesus was in the rear of the boat sleeping, and the disciples went and they woke him up shouting, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." Jesus woke up and he responded, "Why are you so afraid?" Let me ask you a question. What keeps you up at night? What are you afraid of today? What is going on in your life? Are you concerned about your health, your job, your finances, your marriage, your family? See, it's important that just like the disciples had Jesus in the boat, that Jesus is in your life. And when He's there, He helps you to face every storm. Jesus said to them, "You have so little faith." Then He got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and suddenly all was calm. You see, Jesus is able to change your circumstances if you believe. All things are possible to those who believe. Now the disciples scratched their head and they said, "Who is this man?" They were so amazed. They said, "Even the winds and the waves obey him." You see, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Everything is possible for him and through him. And Jesus Christ wants to be your Savior and Lord if you don't know him today. The Bible says to us that if we want success, we've got to accept him as Savior. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. You see, the only way you can make heaven is by accepting Jesus as Savior. It goes on to say that God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Now, while on earth, Jesus proved his deity. He cast out evil spirits. He possessed power over nature. He walked on the water. He healed those who were sick. He even raised the dead. It's important for you to understand that whatever storms in life you face, Jesus Christ is able to get you to the other side. And when it comes to salvation again, whether you make it to heaven and hell, the Bible tells us salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. Now, everything is working together for your good. And this is what you need to understand. You know, we started by talking about doubts and questions. Listen, God wants you to know all is well. You need to chill. You need to relax. You need to put your trust in God. You need to walk by faith and not by sight, because everything is working together for your good. In fact, the Bible tells us that we should not allow oppression and disappointments to bind us. What we need to do is we need to pray. We need to step out in faith. We need to believe for open doors in our lives. We need to seek for the opportunities that God has waiting for us, and we need to expect answers. You know what the Bible says? It says, "My God will supply all that you need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus." You know what? God takes what seems to be so small and he'll use it to fulfill great miracles. In fact, I want to give you one little story in the Bible. The Bible tells us, and this is found in John chapter 6, that Jesus had a huge amount of people following him. And when he looked around, he saw that the people were fainting because they hadn't had anything to eat. So he called his disciple and he asked, "Where can we buy food to feed all of these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. But Philip replied, "Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed all these people." Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up and said to the Lord, "There's a little boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are they with this huge crowd?" You know something? You may feel insignificant in your life, but God has made you more than enough for this moment in time. Where you seem to lack in some area, God will make up the difference. Look, don't limit the possibilities in your life. Don't think just because you don't have all of the qualifications on paper that you don't qualify for that job. Don't think because you've never experienced something that you're going to fail. No, that's not true. God will make up the difference in your life. Who am I talking to today? God wants to encourage you. He wants to let you know all is well. Life is fixed in your favor. Don't be limited by your circumstances, because God's power in you is unlimited. Now, Jesus said, "Tell everybody to sit down." And the men alone numbered about 5,000 people. Then Jesus took those loaves and he prayed and gave thanks to God and began to give them to his disciples to distribute to the people. Afterwards, he did the same with the fish. Now listen to this. And they all ate as much as they wanted. Afterwards, everyone was full. So Jesus told the disciples, "Now gather the leftovers so nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces and filled the 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves. That was a miracle. But God says that everything in the Bible is for our learning, for our admonition, for us really to understand what can be accomplished with God. Your task ahead may seem impossible, and you may seem to not have enough resources to succeed. However, God can accomplish what seems to be impossible in your life. But the key to your success is your faith, that you will believe God's word in spite of what you see. Believe that the Bible is God's word saying exactly what it means. Now listen to what Jesus said, and this is found in Mark 11 and 22. He said, have God kind of faith. Now, God is the God who spoke the universe into existence. And Jesus said behind that, he said, truly I say to you, whoever says to the mountains of difficulties in their lives, be taken up and placed into the sea, and will not doubt in their heart, but have faith that what they're saying will come about, he will have what he desires. And then he goes on to say, for this reason I say to you, whatever you make a request for in prayer, have faith that it's already been given to you and you will have it. Folks, what can I tell you today? Look, the Bible says for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens. And then it says a time to be born. Look, the timing of your life and your birth corresponds with the assignment that God gave you to fulfill right now in life. In fact, the Bible says you were chosen, having been predestined, that is ahead of time, according to God's plan. You were created in the image of God. You were created with divine potential to overcome every obstacle that you face in life. It's time for you to begin to thank God every day, regardless of what you see, for victory in your life. Be proactive like Jesus and begin to speak against those obstacles and say, get out of my way. I am accomplishing this. I will receive this. All is well in my life. You know, Jesus came into this world, the Bible tells us, so that he can change us from a negative to a plus, from sadness to gladness. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 61 and 3, Jesus came to give us beauty for our ashes, the oil of joy for our mourning, the garment of praise in place of a spirit of heaviness, of depression and rejection, and was all for a reason and a purpose, that we might fulfill God's plan as trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord in this time in history to do what he wants done in this world and in the lives of others. Look, you and God are more than enough. So chill, relax. You can do everything with God's help.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of the message for today is Chill, You and God Are Good Enough. Now here's Pastor Steve with a special New Year's prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for a brand new year, for a brand new start. You have been so good to us. Help us to release the regrets of the past. Help us to let go of the baggage from the past. You said in your word, remember not the former things. Don't consider the things in the past. Because you're doing something new. Even now, you've already begun. Father, I pray for all of our listeners right now that may have regrets from the past and it's difficult to let them go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I encourage you to say, Lord, I am forgetting the past and I'm walking into my future. Father, help them to do it. And I bless them that this will be the best year that they've ever had. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.